From Washington, this is VOA News. Islamic insurgents are advancing toward Baghdad, and political leaders denounce violence in India's Uttar Pradesh. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. We begin with Iraq, with Islamic insurgents there having advanced toward Baghdad after seizing control of more territory just 90 kilometers from the Iraqi capital. In lightning-quick strikes in recent days, fighters from the Sunni Muslim Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have captured most of the northern reaches of the country. A spokesman for the rebel, who are seeking to install an Islamic government, have vowed they would push into Baghdad and onto Karbala, that's a city southwest of Baghdad. Earlier today, U.S. President Barack Obama said Iraq would need more U.S. help and no options have been ruled out.
What we've seen over the last couple of days indicates the degree to which Iraq's going to need more help. It's going to need more help from us, and it's going to need more help from the international community. So my team is working around the clock to identify how we can provide the most effective assistance to them. I don't rule out anything because we do have a stake in making sure that these jihadists are not getting a permanent foothold in either Iraq or Syria, for that matter.
Meanwhile, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had sought to convene an emergency session of parliament to declare a national state of emergency. But no quorum could be reached. As many of Iraq's Sunni and Kurdish lawmakers boycotted the session, they're objecting to handing Mr. Maliki, a Shiite, increased authority to combat the militants. The Pakistani government, meanwhile, has condemned what it says were two U.S. drone strikes, calling them a violation of sovereignty. In a statement today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the strikes have a negative impact on Pakistan's efforts to bring peace and stability to the region. It said the ministry is investigating the situation. Meanwhile, there's been no comment from the United States. National political leaders in India have slammed provincial government officials in Uttar Pradesh for a deterioration of security in the northern state amid new rape allegations. The criticism today comes on the heels of several heinous crimes in the province, including the May rape and murders of two teenage girls. Villagers found the bodies of those girls, ages 12 and 14, hanging from a tree. On Wednesday, a woman said four officers gang-raped her inside an Uttar Pradesh police station after she refused to pay a bribe to secure her husband's relief. Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi is the leader of the ruling BJP, that's the Bharatiya Janata Party. He said local officials had been lax in punishing criminals. He says people are trying to worsen law and order situation in Uttar Pradesh and are somewhat getting protection from the government. We've noticed the government is justifying the criminal acts of people. You can read more details on this story as it develops at voanews.com. The United Nations is launching a two-year multi-million dollar appeal to help 250,000 people in the tiny East African country of Djibouti recover from several years of persistent recurring drought. The UN is seeking $74 million. Lisa Schlein reports.
Nearly one quarter of Djibouti's population of 850,000, some 250,000 people who are seriously affected by more than 4 years of consecutive drought. UN resident coordinator in Djibouti, Robert Watkins, is in Geneva to get international donors to pay attention to their plight and to support plans to help them emerge from this crisis. He says malnutrition rates have increased to 18%. In some areas, he says, malnutrition is as high as 26% and the rate of chronic malnutrition is 30%. In addition, he says 60% of the rural population is suffering from malaria and diarrheal diseases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For World Cup stories, follow voafootball.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.